Hi, you're listening to Focation Cast, and it's November 2011.
Yes, it is, and this is what's coming up on this month's episode.
Because the moment you ask that question, what does God want from me, that's the moment that God starts answering that question.
And if you want to announce the gospel from the rooftops, we have the technology to do it now.
I came to realize that what really animated me was prayer and service.
And there is this whole other world that Christ has told us, go there, go to the ends of the world and teach them and tell them about God's love. And that's basically what I think we should do on the internet.
They basically taught me that if I was to discover what Catholic faith was all about, I'd have to take prayer seriously.
You know, and what path are you following? Worldly greatness or God's greatness? That makes all the difference.
I didn't think of the priesthood at all because I thought it was just for old people, basically. And it was the most boring thing in the world. And little did I know.
So the idea is to bring the gospel to the world using the new technologies. And we Catholics have been sort of behind the Protestants on the use of the media. We got to get on board. The saints were not mediocre. They weren't halfway. They, you know, like, they want to be saints all the way.
Yeah, so that too is coming up in the next half an hour. We have interviewed and we're hearing from people who are living out their vocation by spreading the gospel through media. So we've got people coming up who use the internet, who are on radio, who use TV to do what Jesus said, spreading the good news to all the nations.
Yes, yeah, so coming up in this month's podcast, we're going to feature three priests that are literally blazing a trail in this particular area and field. We got Father Robert Barron, the founder of Word and Fire Ministries, who may be more familiar to some of you through his famous YouTube clips, where he kind of critiques famous movies and draws out of them the spiritual, scriptural and theological significance of them. Also, Father Roderick van Hogen, a pioneer of Catholic social media initiatives, and this next priest, who Dan's about to introduce.
Coming up first is a vocation story from Father Christopher Jamieson. Now, Father Christopher, some of you may know, sprang to fame in the UK a number of years ago through a documentary called The Monastery, where four guys from four different backgrounds entered monastic life to see what effects it would have on their lives. Father Christopher was the abbot of the monastery in that documentary, and since then he's went on to record other TV shows, including The Big Silence, which came out a few years ago, which reflected on the importance of silence in our everyday lives. He's also had a few books out, one Finding Sanctuary, another Finding Happiness. Currently, he is the director of the National Office for Vocations in London, where he oversees the vocations work for England and Wales.
Yeah, he's kind of like our land manager, isn't he?
Yeah.
His podcast, yeah, he oversees us, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, obviously some of you may notice the podcast goes out through the National Office for Vocations, so he is kind of our boss, really. So here he is, Father Christopher Jamieson, sharing his testimony, his initial call to the priesthood and Benedictine life.
Well, I was brought up as a Catholic, so I'm a cradle Catholic. But when I was at university, I asked myself the question, you know, what's this all about? And I had a very good university chaplaincy community. And they basically taught me that if I was to discover what Catholic faith was all about, I'd have to take prayer seriously. So I made a big decision, which was that I would spend 5 minutes in silent prayer. Really, really spend a full 5 minutes in silent prayer before I did anything else after I got up, and certainly before I had a cup of coffee or breakfast. So that was a very big decision because it meant I was opening myself to what the Holy Spirit might be saying to me. And I found that actually then the 5 minutes became 10 minutes, and I found it became very important to me. So that was the opening. And then the second dimension of that was through the chaplaincy community, having the opportunity to work among those who were very much in need and on the margins of society. And so gradually I came to realize that what really animated me was prayer and service. And then I had this really, truly extraordinary moment when I was reading scripture one day and I came to the bit that said, if you want to find your life, you'll have to lose it. And I suddenly realized, do you know, I could let go of all the kind of other ambitions that, you know, other people might have for me or that I might have been thinking about. Just let go of all that and spend my life in prayer and service. And I thought, you know, it's kind of that simple. Just choose. And that moment was totally on my own, except with God. And I sort of said, yes, that's what I'm going to do. And I then had the difficult job of trying to explain this to other people.
So a big thank you to Father Christopher there. Some of you may have seen as well in the last couple of weeks the BBC the documentary called Young Nuns. Father Christopher was actually very heavily involved with all that and helping to put that program together. So Dan, it's been a whole month since the last podcast.
It has.
What's been going on for you? What's been happening in that time?
Well, as you know, we had half term here at seminary. We had a week to go away, visit our families, go home for a week.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I spent my week in the Lake District camping.
Camping. How was camping in the Lake District?
It was very wet and windy and cold and muddy. But it was fantastic. Got to go mountain climbing. Well, when I say mountain climbing, I mean walked up a few hills and...
There's a whole new definition of mountain climbing that you just say to yourself. You've just lowered the bar. You know why people raise the bar? You've just like lowered the bar.
But it was fantastic. The view in the Lake District is amazing where we were. Really, really good week. We had the college feast day as well, didn't we? Big celebration.
We did have a college feast day.
And you had a conversation with Richard Kenny, didn't you?
We had a college feast there, and I had a conversation with Bishop Kenny. Bishop Kenny is one of the auxiliary bishops of Birmingham. And he was telling me about the first time he came to Oscott. Okay, to give some context to people that have never been to Oscott before, Oscott's got a lot of land, but all the way around it, it's got these kind of like these big steel gates, what, maybe 8-10 foot? So going all the way around it, and then it's like this greenery.
You're really selling seminary. Yeah, think of a prison, and then you're kind of halfway there, really.
Okay, it's a great place. It's a great place. So come. You must come. This is why we're doing the podcast. You must come. So anyway, Bishop Kenny said the first time that he visited Oscott, he shows up, and he can't find a way in. So he pulls over and rolls down the window, and he asks this teenage girl who's walking past. She asks across to her, "Oh, excuse me, do you know how to get in there?" And she went, "No, I don't have an idea. I haven't got a clue." And he went, "Okay, well, no worries. I'm just trying to find my way in." So he goes as if he's going to set off. And the young girl goes to him, this teenage girl goes, "Is that a place where, you know, there's all those free single men?" And he goes, "Yeah." And she goes, "Oh, well, do me a favor. When you find a way in, can you let me know?" And similarly, when we find a way out, can someone let me know? Because I've been trying to work it out.
Great. So we have now our monthly feature of news items from around the Catholic world with seminarian Neil Peoples.
Neil Peoples.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for joining us on the November podcast.
It's nice to be here, as always.
You've got some more news stories for this month.
We have indeed, and we're going to start over in the glitzy Hollywood, for first of all, with news of three new movies that are coming out with religious themes.
Aye.
One's going to be based on Noah, one on Moses, and one on Judah Maccabee.
Wow.
Right. And there's a right mixture, with the Noah one being done by the screenwriter of Gladiator, with the main actor being, I guess, that being Christian Bale, is going to be playing Noah in that one.
Wow.
Where the other two are going to be, one on Moses, which is going to be called Gods and Kings, which Steven Spielberg has been mentioned as the possible director for that one. And then the final one, Judah Maccabee, will be done by Mel Gibson, who of course did The Passion of the Christ, so I'm sure he'll give it a really good theme. So Hollywood's going very religious.
Yeah, to be honest, I like the whole Judas Maccabee thing, because I like it. He's great. I mean, obviously we know Moses, we know Noah. Great biblical figures, great guys, stepped out in the faith, but it's good as well that they're focusing on Judas Maccabee, because I don't think, not too many people would know his story so much, so I like that, you know.
The idea that it's not just the bog standard ones that they're going for, but just a bit more.
Yeah, and maybe they'll flag up purgatory where they're doing it. It's Judas Maccabee, you know. There must be a purgatory, we're going to make offerings, soon offerings for that, you know, bring it on.
Well, Mel Gibson's known for his very happy films, isn't he? This is obviously sticking with the theme. But it's good to see that Hollywood is not scared to do religious films still. I think there's a fear, especially in UK anyway, there seems to be fear to do too much religion. But so for Hollywood to go for three big blockbusters like this is quite a big statement by them that religion's still important for them and they're not worried about it. So I think that's well done, Hollywood, for a change. You know, great, it's not usually a good story coming out of there. But
look forward to watching them when they come out.
Well, exactly. My next news story, and a Father James Mullen, I hope I pronounced his name right there, is starting to teach dogmatic theology through his dog. So you can see a bit of a play on words there.
Yes, now,
for those who might not know dogmatic theology, a bit like myself really, I'm learning here. So it's looking at things such as mortality and eternal life and all these areas. It's the real big hitting questions of the Catholic faith. So to use his dog is an interesting tactic. So I think he's quoted as saying, "So it's using stories of my dog to speak about things like God's unconditional love, sin, guilt and forgiveness. That week is called, this week is called the Seven Dogly Sins,"
okay.
Which is interesting. But if you want to know more about it, he's even got a website, dogmatictheology.com. I have to admit, I'm tempted to have a look at it myself because I'm baffled as to how he's going to be using his dog. But he's got a huge following in North America, Europe, Singapore and New Zealand. And all of these talks are open to dog owners and those with no dogs as well. So it's open to all. So well done, Father James.
Well done, Father James. Here's the question, though. Is he allowed on a couch?
Ooh, I'd say no. And that's the news for this week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
So a big thank you once again to Neil Peoples for Catholic news around the world.
Yes, indeed. There he goes, folks. Mr. Neil Peoples. Our next guest is Father Roderick von Hogan. Father Roderick is from Amersfoort in the Netherlands and is a founder and chief executive officer of what is now the StarQuest Production Network, SQPN, specializing in the production of audio and video programs faithful to the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church. It all started originally for him in April 2005 when Father von Hogan created a podcast to report on the health of the ailing Pope John Paul II. This podcast went on to become the award-winning Catholic Insider podcast. So I'm joined now by Father Roderick von Hogan, pioneer of Catholic social media initiatives. Father Roderick, it is fantastic for you to join us. Now, Father Roderick, why do you think it's so important for Catholics to be engaged and motivated to use the media and social networks and the internet in order to evangelize and get the gospel message out there and across to people?
Well, it's very simple. In the new media, you find the 99% of the people that are not in our churches. So I'm perfectly fine with, you know, celebrating Mass and being with my parishioners during the weekend, but I have to realize that that is just a tiny portion, and there is this whole other world that Christ has told us, go there, go to the ends of the world and teach them and tell them about God's love. And that's basically what I think we should do on the internet. It's the best, the cheapest, the most fun way to reach out.
How can we use it for a good, in particularly for vocations?
Well, I think oftentimes a vocation starts to, you know, to come up and to emerge when young people see examples like, you know, icons, or like, this is a priest that I can relate to, and this is the type of life that might also be for me. And so I think the first thing we need to do is to be present and to interact with the young people that are out there and looking for, you know, what's my purpose in life? What is my future? And the way to do that, I think the best way to do that is not by starting to preach or to give information or thou shalt enter a seminary, but to just help. And I get a lot of questions from people that follow me on Twitter, and they know that I'm a priest, but they might follow me because I do this wacky podcast about Farmville, which has nothing to do with religious faith. But then they feel comfortable to ask that question. You know, so I've been thinking about, you know, my faith and my future, but how do I know what God wants? That's the biggest question that I get from young people all the time. And I think it's the best question, because the moment you ask that question, what does God want from me, that's the moment that God starts answering that question. That's how it began with me. I was like, I don't know what to do. I know that God wants something. I have no clue what it is. I didn't think of the priesthood at all, because I thought it was just for old people, basically, and it was the most boring thing in the world. And little did I know. But just asking that question, I think, gave God the green light to start pulling me in. And so if you need some guidance and some support in your journey in discovering your vocation, why don't you ask the community? Because we can all pray for each other. And even if you are already a priest, you might still need some guidance and some prayer support. So oftentimes when I'm in a tough situation or I wonder, you know, what shall I do? Because there is so much that we can do as priests, so much good. So how do I choose? I always ask my community, my online community, for help, for prayers, for advice also. And if we can help each other like that, I think we're just basically doing what the church has always done throughout the ages, but we can do it on a global level.
And just finally, Father, seminaries listen to this, or religious sisters, priests even, and they do have those gifts to use in new media, but they're almost shy or reluctant to use them and to go into that kind of realm and that sphere. What would your advice to them be?
Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. I mean, that's the biggest advice that we get from, you know, John Paul II, who said, don't be afraid. And Pope Benedict has repeated it recently in a couple of his talks about new media. It's like, don't be afraid to take your boat and go and explore this new continent, this new digital continent, because there are people waiting for you. And so, let's say someone is in need and the house is burning down and that person is yelling from the upper window, like, help me, please, because I don't know whether to jump or not. It's like, I might not like the fire. I might be afraid. I'm not a firefighter. But if someone is in need, I just go in and I don't care. And I will, let Providence guide me. And I think that's the attitude that we need to have towards new media. It's like, well, of course, we're not professionals. When I started, I had no idea what I was doing. But I was like, I'm just going to give it a try and we'll see. You know, it's cheap, you know. it's not like the world is going to end if I mess up. And I talked to one of the Monsignori in the Vatican who was always very involved in World Youth Days. And so I shared a little bit about what I was doing with the internet. And he said, you know, what we did with World Youth Day is, we had no idea where this would go. Initially, we thought it was a crazy idea of the Pope. But we just started to try something out, and it became a huge success. And we had a lot of failures as well, a lot of things that didn't go well. No worries. We just, you know, improved it the next year, and then we improved it again. And he said, with new media, his advice was, just try something out, do a podcast, do a blog, and if it catches on, you amplify it. If it doesn't work, don't try to, you know, maintain it and just force yourself to keep doing it. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And just stop, try something else. The important thing is not that everything should be a success right from the get-go. The most important thing is that you keep trying until you find that audience, until you are able to help. It's like Rocky, the movie, you know, the boxer who's, I can't do the Sylvester Stallone voice, but he's like, the best boxer is not the boxer who wins every fight, but it's the boxer who stands up after getting beaten down time and again, who never stops. And I think with new media, it's kind of the same way. We have to fight ourselves in. But it's it's not a problem if we fail and if we are clumsy at first. But if we don't stop, if we continue to try to put all our effort in this, if we pray that God may guide us in this new digital domain, then I'm pretty sure that we will be successful.
Father Roderick, thanks for this interview and thanks for all that you are doing in the new media. God bless you lots. Take care.
And thank you.
Yeah, big thank you to Father Roderick von Hogan for his media ministry and all the work he does on the internet promoting the Catholic faith. And if you want to have a look at his material, you can go to his website, which is www.sqpn.com.
And now it's time for this month's reflection. St. Maximilian Kolbe is a patron saint of media, so it seemed apt for this month's podcast to meditate on words from the scripture and reflect on how St. Maximilian took up this challenge and witness in his own life. The reflection is led by Fran Baines.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. He said to them, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." The Word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Maximilian Kolbe was born in 1894 in Poland and at the age of 16 became a Franciscan friar. St. Maximilian's life was a great example of Jesus' promise for his disciples in the Acts of the Apostles. In his life, St. Maximilian founded many media projects to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. He created a radio station, produced many publications, and generated a Japanese newspaper. He focused particularly on promoting the veneration of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. St. Maximilian Kolbe was arrested for speaking out against the Nazis on radio and was sent to the concentration camp at Auschwitz. It was in Auschwitz that St. Maximilian voluntarily took the place of another prisoner who was to be tortured and killed. Pope John Paul II declared him the patron saint of our difficult century.
So Dan, you're a big St. Maximilian fan.
Yeah, Maximilian Kolbe really inspired me when I was about 18 years old and I had the opportunity to visit Poland and went on a day trip to Auschwitz, the former Nazi concentration camp. And in one of the cells there in Auschwitz, there is a candle burning continuously 24 hours a day because that is the site where Maximilian Kolbe was killed. And reading about his life just really inspired me because it seemed that he lived his priesthood, he lived his life as a Franciscan friar, saying yes to God and sacrificing his life daily for the kingdom. And that's also how he died, by sacrificing his life for his brother prisoners. So yeah, just an amazing saint. And as was mentioned in the reflection, Pope John Paul II declared him the patron saint of our difficult century. I think that's so true, that now more than ever we're called to stand up for the faith, to stand up for each other in the face of a world that says no to God. We have to say yes, just like St. Maximilian did.
Exactly, yeah. Cast for light into the darkness, as he did so well. Now it's time for our final guest.
Yeah, it is Father Robert Barron, and he is an acclaimed author, a speaker, and a theologian. He is the Francis Cardinal George Professor of Faith and Culture at Mundelein Seminary near Chicago, and also is the founder of Word on Fire. That's www.wordonfire.org, which is his media ministries on the internet. Word on Fire programs are broadcast regular on WGN America, Relevant Radio, Catholic TV, EWTN, the popular Word on Fire YouTube channel and the Word on Fire website, which offers daily blogs, articles, commentaries, and over 10 years of weekly sermon podcasts. In 2010, Father Barron was the first priest to have a national show on a secular television network since the 1950s. And in addition, Father Barron lectures extensively in the United States and abroad. Cardinal George calls Father Barron one of the church's best messengers, and here he is.
So I'm joined now by Father Robert Barron, who's the founder of Word on Fire Ministries. Father, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Great to be with you.
Father, could you just say a little bit about your ministry, Word on Fire, for anybody that may not be familiar with it, for all the great work that is happening with it and spreading out from the world?
Yeah, thank you. Word on Fire is a media ministry. So I do podcasting and sermons, and I do radio and television and internet outreach. That's all under the umbrella of Word on Fire. So the idea is to bring the gospel to the world using the new technologies. One of my favorite aspects of it is the internet and these commentaries I do on YouTube. So YouTube came into being about 4 years ago, and we jumped on the bandwagon. And we started doing commentaries on books and movies and music and popular culture, little 7, 8, 9 minute vignettes. And they've been popular, and I've just been struck how many people here at World Youth Day watch them. So that's a big part of Word on Fire.
And how important do you think it is to evangelize through the internet and through these new forms of media?
It's hugely important. And the most effective evangelist in America in the last century was Fulton Sheen. And Fulton Sheen evangelized through radio and TV, which was a huge step beyond just the pulpit. But now we have technologies that Fulton Sheen would have died for. We have technologies that will get you 24/7 all over the world, just like that. So I think we'd be foolish not to use them. And we Catholics have been sort of behind the Protestants on the use of the media. We got to get on board. So I think it's hugely important if you want to announce the gospel from the rooftops. We have the technology to do it now.
Now, Father Robert, on the theme of vocations, every young person is called to greatness. We're called to do great things in his name. It's a two-part question.
Yeah.
How are we called to greatness in prayer and our own personal relationship with Christ? And then in turn, how are we called to do great things in the lives of other people, you know, bringing about a change and transformation in their lives?
The most important thing to know is that true greatness is holiness. So we're called to be great saints. Now, that means you might not be in the public eye. You might not be successful in the eyes of the world. Who cares? You're called to be a great saint, to follow Christ in your distinctive way. So young people especially have got to just change their expectations. What do I want out of life? You know, I want to be wealthy, powerful, famous, successful, or I want to do what God wants me to do. That's all that matters finally. And so that's the greatness you aspire to. And I want people to aspire to greatness. I don't want mediocrity. The saints were not mediocre. They weren't halfway. They, you know, they want to be saints all the way. And so I want to encourage people to desire greatness, but the right kind of greatness, which is holiness.
And just finally, of course, you touched on it, YouTube. You have the clips where you critique movies and look into the theological themes of them. Is there a movie you could think of if a young person was discerning a particular vocation, maybe to priesthood or religious life, or just their own unique individual call to greatness, whatever that is? Is there a movie you could think of that could inspire them?
Yes, my favorite movie, which is Man for All Seasons, the great film about Thomas More. There's a particular scene in the beginning of that movie when Richard Rich, who is a young guy starting off his career, very bright, very ambitious, and he wants a job at the court of Henry VIII, and More will not recommend him. He finally says to him, "I have a job for you to be a teacher in the local school." And Richard Rich is utterly crestfallen. You know, he wants to be a great man in the eyes of the world, and Rich says, "Even if I were a great teacher, who would know it?" And Moore responds to him, "Your friends, yourself, your pupils, God. Not a bad public, that." And see, that's a really key moment in the movie because Rich doesn't go along with that. He goes down the bad path, ends up betraying Thomas Moore. What Moore was giving him was the path to greatness. Be a teacher, but be a great teacher, be a saintly teacher, and you'll do what God wants you to do. And Rich goes the path instead of worldly glory and ends up a tragedy. So that's a good movie to focus on that little scene, you know, and what path are you following, worldly greatness or God's greatness? That makes all the difference.
Father Robert, God bless you lots. Thank you very much for joining us and for your time.
Thank you.
Huge thank you to Father Robert Barron for taking a few minutes out to talk to us. Also, Father Robert Barron is the creator and host of a new groundbreaking series called Catholicism, which is a documentary and study program about the Catholic faith. So if you see that advertised anywhere, be sure to see it because it looks fantastic. If you want to go to his website, you can get there by going to oursvocationcast.org, scrolling down to the bottom of the page, and there is a link there for his website. As an extra to accompany this November 2011 podcast, we have an interview with Father Willie Raymond, which is available on our website, vocationcast.org. Father Willie Raymond is the National Director of Family Theatre Productions, which are based in Hollywood in Los Angeles. And the Family Theatre Productions produces dramas and documentaries for broadcast on television, film and the internet. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, that is @VocationCast. Also, our Facebook page is on there. And stay in contact, keep in touch.
Okay, and that's pretty much it till next month. But do join us for next month because we're going to have a special show based and themed on Advent and Christmas. God bless you lots. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.